In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I like to congratulate all of you for the consecration of this beautiful church. And I like to thank all of you for helping in building this new church. And also, I like to thank the servants, the deacons, the board of deacons, and above all, I'd like to thank Abuna Benjamin for supervising all the work during this time until we ended up having this beautiful church. I pray that the Lord may bless the ministry in this church to be a light to the world and to attract many people to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Trinity, and to the knowledge of the Orthodox and true faith. Today is the second Sunday of the Holy Great Fast. The readings of the Holy Great Fast, like a journey of returning to the bosom of the Father, a journey of repentance. In the pre-fast Sunday, we spoke about the three pillars of faith: prayer, fasting, and charitable deeds. These are the foundation upon which we build our spiritual life. Last Sunday, which is the first Sunday, while we are starting the journey of repentance and returning to the Father's bosom, the Church told us, don't be distracted with the worries of the world. What we eat, what we drink, what we wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So that's what we need to focus on. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. While we are starting the journey, Satan will not leave us alone. Satan will start to tempt us. Satan will start to attack us. Because Satan doesn't desire the people to return back to God. Satan wants us to dwell in sin and to abide in our sinful life. That's why today the church read to us the gospel about the temptation. How the devil dared to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus Christ allowed the devil to tempt him, to defeat him. And in his victory, actually will be our victory. If we abide in him and we are united with him, then as how he defeated the devil, each one of us will be able to defeat the devil in the Lord Jesus Christ. And St. Paul said about the devil that we are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of his tricks. We are not ignorant of how he tempts us. In the scripture, there are three titles for the devil. And these three titles explain to us his work, how he attacks us. The first title is the deceiver, and the second title, the tempter, and the third title, the accuser. The deceiver, the tempter, the accuser. Let me explain these three titles, and then let us see how he used these three techniques in tempting the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The deceiver means he makes you believe a lie. That's what a deceiver. He makes you believe a lie. Like with our mother Eve, he told her, God doesn't want you to eat from this tree because he knows that if you eat from this tree, you will be like him. As if the lie here, God doesn't want your best interest. God doesn't want you to be like him. I care about you more than God. Listen to me. Eat from this tree, you will be similar to God. You will be like God. And poor Eve believed the lie. She was deceived. That's why in the Divine Liturgy, when we speak about the fall, we say, and when we fell through the deceit of the serpent and the disobedience of your commandment. He is a deceiver. The second title, tempter. Tempter means he tempts us to make the sin pleasurable, attractive to us. After he deceived our mother Eve, he made the fruit pleasurable in her eyes. And she looked at the fruit, and she actually liked to eat from the fruit and to give her husband. Satan, after he deceives us and makes us believe this lie in our mind, then he will present the sin to us to make it accessible, to make it pleasurable in our eyes. Very accessible and very pleasurable in our eyes. For example, in our contemporary time, he may deceive a youth to try drugs. Just try it. You will have fun. You will not be addicted to it. Just try it for fun. Once the youth actually accepted this idea in his mind, because the first step to fall into any sin, to accept it in your mind. If you never accept the sin in your mind, you will never commit it in reality. So after this poor youth accepted the idea, why not? I can try it. I will not be addicted, just I will try it. Then actually, he will find somebody, give him the drug for free. Ask any youth who is addict, or anybody who smokes cigarette, or anybody who is alcohol. You will find most of them, if not all of them, the first drug, the first cigarette, they got it for free. Accessible and pleasurable. And then he will make him feel happy, called false happiness. And step by step, he will actually enslave him to be addict to this sin. He is a deceiver. He is a tempter. And he is the accuser. We read in the book of Revelation, he accuses the people of God day and night. He comes after the person listen to the devil and fall into the sin. Then the devil will accuse the person in front of God and again accuse the person in front of his conscience. He will tell the person, there is no hope in you. God doesn't love you. There is no repentance. And he will make him feel miserable. He will make him feel desperate, losing the hope. Many youth who actually struggle with bad habits for a long time, and they start to lose hope. When I talk with them, I tell them, I am not worried about the bad habit as much as I am worried about losing hope. Because if the person starts to lose hope, he will give up on himself. Then he will not try even to recover or to repent or to return back to God. Satan is excellent in making people desperate and losing hope. And again, he will make the person believe a lie that God will not accept him. God does not love him. There is no hope for his repentance. There is no hope that he will become a better person once again. And because he is a liar and father of every lie, so the people actually will start to believe this. And Satan now is taking all these people into captivity under his authority. He tried with the Lord Jesus Christ the three techniques. He tried to make him believe a lie. He told him, if you want actually your ministry to spread very, very fast and be people actually believe in you, do a miracle. Just climb upon the pinnacle of the temple and throw yourself. And let the angels come and carry you. Then the people will see how the angels are carrying you. They will say, he is the Messiah. And they will believe in you. He challenged him by saying, if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God. You can see here the manipulation and the deception. But the Lord Jesus Christ will never take an advice from Satan. And we the believers, we should not take any advice from Satan. Even if it sounds good advice. Or even we should not accept any testimony from Satan, even if it sounds good testimony. When the Lord healed many people and cast out many demons after he healed the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, we read in the Gospel of St. Luke that many demons came out saying, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. But he rebuked them and did not allow them to say it. Although when Peter said the same word, you are Christ, the Son of the living God, he praised him and told him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my heavenly Father. God rebuked the demons because he will not accept a testimony, even if it is true. Because this is part of the deception. He will make you believe something true, and then after this, he will make you believe a lie. That's why the Lord actually rebuked them. And we see St. Paul did the same thing with the young girl that had a spirit of divination. Actually, if you read what she said about Paul, what she said was true. She said, these are the men of the Most High God, and they tell you about the kingdom of life. But St. Paul actually refused to accept a testimony from divination spirit. And he rebuked her and rebuked the spirit and cast it out. Also, Satan takes advantage of our circumstances. For example, after the Lord fasted 40 days and he was hungry, Satan took advantage of his hunger and came as a caring friend, giving the Lord advice. You are the Son of God. Change this stone into bread and feed yourself. And if you think about it, what's wrong in it? He's hungry. He can change the stone into bread and eat from it. But again, the Lord will not accept any advice from the devil. And we should not accept any advice from the devil. The devil actually comes to us in time of need. If I am in need of money, he will give me advice to be unfair to my brother, to be unfair to the people working with me, to hide something and not report it. And many times actually we listen to the advice of the devil. If a person is in need to fulfill certain desires, Satan usually comes and offering opportunity how to fulfill these desires ungodly. And many of us actually lean to listen to the devil and to obey him. Also the Lord, as we read about him, he was born from a very poor mother and lived very poor. He did not have place to rest his head. So the devil came to the Lord Jesus Christ, giving him advice. I will give you all the kingdoms of this world. I will make you rich. I will give you prosperity. Then your ministry will not be in need. You have all the resources that you need. But the price that the devil is demanding here is a very costly price. If you worship me, if you take me as your Lord and his master. And many times actually, we allow Satan to be our Lord and our master. And we enslave ourselves to the devil. And after this, the devil will torment us. Because he is a torturer. He is a harsh master. Not a kind or a compassionate master. That's why we need to be aware of these three techniques: deception, temptation, and accusation. Deception, any idea comes to your mind, search it against the truth in the scripture and see whether this idea has support from the scripture, as Saint Anthony the Great said, or not. If this idea doesn't have support from the scripture, don't listen to it. It's deception from the devil. Saint Anto said, let each decision in your life, each choice in your life, has a support from the scripture. The truth. The truth will set you free. And temptation, the Lord told us, watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. When there is opportunity, and it seems like good opportunity, pray and ask God whether this from God or from the devil. And then be watchful, because many times with these opportunities, Satan actually is trying to catch you and to hold you as a captive. And if Satan starts to accuse you and make you lose hope and become desperate, put your trust in God, because he is the hope of the hopeless and the help of the helpless. If you lose every hope, there is still hope in God. He is the hope of the hopeless. Don't believe Satan when he tells you there is no hope in you. The Lord, the three times he told him, it is written. And when Satan tried to use verse from Psalm 90 to deceive the Lord Jesus Christ, because Satan used some verses and twisted the verse to deceive us. Twisted either in the text or twisted in the interpretation of the text. That's why the Lord told him, it is written also. So again, don't be deceived if Satan is using a verse from the scripture. Try to see the text, what it does mean, and how the fathers of the church interpret this text. And try to see what are other verses speaking about the same subject. It is written also. So in order to defeat the devil, stick to the truth of the scripture, pray and be watchful, put your trust in God, don't get into a dialogue with the devil, and don't listen to him, even if he is saying something seems true. This will be a catch for you. By abiding in God and always, always going back to him, asking his grace to support us, that is how we will defeat the devil. So this Sunday is Sunday of victory over the devil. The church is not scaring us that the devil will tempt us, but the church is assuring us that in Christ you will be victorious. In Christ you can defeat the devil. In Christ you can actually expose all his technique and all his devices. And as a children of God, we crush Satan under our feet through the power of the Holy Cross and through the power of the Holy Trinity. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.